Welcome to the Block Party. I'm Adam Catterall. Pleasure as always to be in your company. However, if this is the first time you've ever been here and you're wondering what the flipping heck this is, let me tell you, this is your weekly get together on a Tuesday evening, 7 o'clock UK time, to speak about all things sports, crypto and NFTs. We've got giveaways throughout the course of the show and we have got a stellar lineup. Every single week, we speak to some of the very best athletes from around the world, whether they come from the world of mixed martial arts, whether they come from the world of boxing, or whether they come from the world of football, as you are going to experience tonight. It's a big, big week in the world of football. Obviously, this weekend, it is the Champions League final, Liverpool taking on Real Madrid. And we've got a man that's going to be taking part in that final this weekend, joining us for a little bit of a chinwag. As well as that, as I said, we've got plenty of things to give away throughout the course of the show. To help me along with those conversations is a kid that is smiling from ear to ear. We've been doing this now for 4 weeks, right? And we've had some top quality guests. We've had the unified heavyweight champion of the world, Alexander Usyk, come and join us. We've had, maybe for some people, the best fighter in the UFC, Charles Oliveira. He's been on the show. But never has this man been more excited to speak to someone. He wasn't even like this last week when Roberto Carlos was on the show. That's right, who I think is the greatest fullback to ever grace the earth.
Was the greatest fullback, because they're scouting in our team. Come on, bring the king on.
Tell them
it's going to be like this for the next half hour.
Tell them who's coming out. For those that have just tuned in and are unaware of who we've got on the show tonight, Nick, you can do the big reveal. Who is going to be joining us on the show in around about 5-10 minutes from now?
The main man himself, Trent Alexander-Arnold, Liverpool's fullback, the youngest English fullback to collect every medal possible available to him at club level. I think that's about right, isn't it? The guy that's clocked the game at 23, the main man himself, Trent, is going to be with us shortly, and I cannot wait for it, as you can tell.
I'm a little bit disappointed. I know that obviously we're doing this on a week-by-week basis for the lovely lads at Block Asset, obviously the Block Party powered by them. I'm disappointed that I know that we're all branded up. You can see the gear that we've got on here. But I know that you do have Trent Alexander-Arnold pyjamas. I'm disappointed that you've not got them on, or maybe some type of full kit, maybe the tribute wig or something like that. I'm a bit gutted that you've not gone full on in, mate. All right, pal?
I'll get me tattoo out when he comes on.
Good lad. Whoa. No, you can't do that because of the position that you've had that tattoo done. All right. You can't show the people that. Now, what we do here on a week-by-week basis, if this is the first time you've come to join us, we talk about all things sports. So we'll get stuck into the Champions League final in a minute. We talk a little bit about crypto and we talk a lot about NFTs. Now, you know who our guest is this evening. Well, we've got two guests, actually. I'll tell you the second one in a minute. The first guest, obviously, being Trent Alexander-Arnold. And we are going to give you an opportunity, Liverpool fans, because it's, do you know something? It's quite funny because I'm looking at the stream right now and there's quite a lot of action from Liverpool fans. All of a sudden, they've come from all over. They've come from wherever these scouts are, don't they, to see their king? That's right. We're going to give you an opportunity tonight to win a signed Trent Alexander-Arnold shirt. He signed that shirt for you. And we're also going to throw in 5,000 block. Now, there is an exclusive way of being able to win that particular prize this evening. Offers, you've got to purchase a Legends NFT during the show. You purchase that Legends NFT from magiceden.io. That's magiceden.io. And at the end of the show, a random wallet will be selected and you will get that prize of the shirt signed by Trent and the 5,000 block, all right? So it's got to be a Legends NFT. Now, I know that the Smash NFT crew and everybody else will be on to us going, why just the Legend? Don't worry. Next week, we'll make it specific just for Smash, all right? So we'll give something away next week and it'll just be for the Smash brothers, okay? But this week, it is for the Legends. So Legends NFT holders, throughout the course of the show, you've got to purchase it through the show. magic.eden.io is the website. Random wallet selected at the end and you'll get yourself that prize. All right. Now, as well as that, just to give you a little bit of highlights, you're going to see a few things just flashing up on our screen throughout the course of tonight's show. Live, there's going to be a live sales bot that flashes up and that's going to appear on the screen as and when people purchase those Legends and Smashing NFTs. If they purchase a Smash NFT, we'll stick that up there as well. But it's mainly for the Legends one. So keep an eye out for that. As you know, if you watch us on a week-by-week basis, we randomly just start dropping block in people's wallets. So if you do have a Phantom wallet, post it in the YouTube section, in the comment section, and we will randomly start dropping block into your wallet. It really does happen on a week-by-week basis. All right? I can't look at you. I've never seen you so quiet. What's up? Are you nervous? Are you worried about speaking to the man?
No, not at all. I can't wait to see him. Listen, it's a hell of a coup for the block party. You know, we thought we'd peak early with Bobby Carlos and the heavyweight champion of the world, but to get a guy just 5 days away from a Champions League final is something very special indeed. So bring it on. But he's not our only guest tonight. We have got another guest.
No, he's not. As you know, we do cover a lot of mixed martial arts. Block Hassett working incredibly close to the MMA in the MMA world, tokenizing athletes. One man that is very crypto savvy from the UFC is the number 9 ranked light heavyweight former title contender in Volkan Uzdemir. He is going to be on the show a little later on as well. He's so switched on with the crypto. It's crazy, man. So we're probably going to learn some off him, even though we want to speak to him about his upcoming bout with Scotland's own Paul Craig. That's taking place on July 23rd, UFC London Part 2, which should be a cracking show. Volkan's obviously competed in London previously, so we'll be talking to him about that a little later on in the show, so make sure you stick around. And as well as that, I know that you're waiting, if you were with us last week, because last week, if you remember, we had this prize to give away. Roll the VT. Mm-hmm. Money talk. Here comes the money. Now, we obviously announced that prize last week, 2 tickets for UFC London. In fact, you'll actually have those tickets before any general sale. General sale for UFC London is actually this Friday, and anybody that's attempted to get tickets for UFC in the past here in the UK is an absolute nightmare because so many fans want to go, so therefore the queues are absolutely gigantic. But here at the Block Party, we had access to 2 tickets before anybody else, and we are going to announce that winner a little later on. We'll announce it straight after we've had a chat with Trent Alexander-Arnold, all right? So make sure you're around for that.
If you remember as well, if you remember last week, we went full WBA boxing style, didn't we? We asked people to pitch for it, so we had some crazy pitches come in, so we might have a couple of them to play later, but yeah, that, look forward to that. I've seen the winning pitch, and it's absolutely sensational.
There you go. I'm going to put, well, I won't, what's going to happen regarding the block, by the way, I'll be in charge of the block tonight because Nick's going to obviously dominate the conversation with Trent. So whilst them two are having a little bit of a loving and a chat about what's coming up this weekend, I will randomly go through the comment section and I will be picking out phantom wallets and dropping 1,000 block at a time into people's wallets. So make sure you post your phantom wallet in our comment section. Now, it's important that this community grows. We want to grow it on a week by week, day by day basis. You will see all the links that you need in the description of this live stream. So please subscribe to this YouTube channel. This is where we are every single Tuesday night, 7 p.m. UK time, streaming around the world, speaking to the best athletes from around the world, as is evident this evening. This is where we are, and we want you to come and be a part of that community. So make sure you subscribe to us here on YouTube. Make sure you follow Block Hassett across all the social platforms, whether it be Instagram or Twitter, because we interact there on a week-by-week, day-by-day basis and give away a lot of stuff on those platforms. So Block Hassett Co is what you're looking for on Twitter. Make sure you're following them there and be a part of the Discord, because that's how the community is growing. If you're into your crypto, if you're into your NFTs, you want to be speaking to like-minded people about sports, join the Discord. The link is in the comment section in the description of this video, and then you can obviously get a part of this team. Loads of stuff coming up over the next few weeks. I've already seen next week's guest list, which is absolutely ridiculous, but we're not going to jump ahead because it's all about tonight's guest list. Before we welcome our man in, before he joins us on the show, it's a big one, man. It's a big one this weekend. Champions League final. When it comes to domestic knockout trophies, it does not get bigger than this. It's becoming a bit of a habit for you and your mates and this team turning up in the in these particular finals. Playing one of your old rivals, actually. Someone that got the better of you a few years back. I think it was Trent's first Champions League final. How are you feeling coming into it this weekend? Given what happened at the weekend just gone, just narrowly missing out on the league championship, how are you feeling coming into this one at the weekend?
just absolutely bouncing off the walls from a Liverpool fans perspective. And I think, you know, we got a bit of a ribbon at the weekend, supposedly by City and United and Everton fans. But mate, we've already got two cups in the bag. We almost came close, pretty close to winning the league. And we're in the Champions League final, regardless of what happens this weekend. That, for anyone's book, has been a sensational season. Sensational season. Obviously, we're going to Paris to win it. Obviously, we owe Real Madrid one or two. But come on, man. Any football fan can't deny that if your team is still competing is across all four tournaments they've entered at the start of the season at the very last game, you would bite your left arm off for it, wouldn't you? And we've had that this season. Honestly, it's been a complete joy. I've loved every second of it. And when you were trying to wind me up at the weekend saying, oh, yeah, I'm in the pub now. What do you want to drink, deal, eh? Mate, I was dancing on the cop. I was singing and dancing because it's been an incredible season and there's 90 more minutes to go.
I love the dip.
But it was a lovely league title, I've got to be honest. I would have loved number 20.
Listen, as you've been watching the Champions League this season, Liverpool have navigated their way through extremely well, but you've seen what Real Madrid have done to some big names in there. You saw what they did to Manchester City. You saw what they did to Paris Saint-Germain. You've seen what you've done to these teams. Carlo Ancelotti, former Everton manager. It's just written nicely, isn't it, for a big ding-dong this weekend.
Listen, you've got two titans of European football, so of course it's going to deliver. I think Madrid have surprised everybody. You know, everyone knows Benzema's got the quality, but, you know, they looked a little bit ragged at the start of the season. When you look at their starting 11, their squad, it's quite a young team. You know, we highlighted that to Bobby Carlos the other week, and he said the same thing. It is a young team. You know, it's not necessarily Galactico's team anymore, but that's not a bad thing because they're working together. And Ancelotti, he's been there, done it, wore the T-shirt many, many times. And, you know, he's galvanised that squad, and it's going to be an incredible game in Paris. You know, I think it's going to be super close, as cup finals tend to be. I just hope we don't get another penalty. Well, you know what? If we do get another penalty shootout, as long as we win that one as well, I'll be happy, man. That'll do me.
Did you just call the greatest fullback that has ever graced the planet Bobby? Bobby Carlos. Like you,
Bobby listen, Carlos. Hey, listen, first name terms now. Mate, first listen, name terms with Bob, we're best mates.
Get out, man. He turned up on the show once and now you're best pals with Roberto Carlos calling him Bobby. Jeez. God knows what you're going to be like with our main man here, right? Because even when Roberto Carlos was on the show, you were still saying you're not the best that's ever walked, man, because the best that's ever walked is wearing number 66 and wearing red. That's what you were blooming saying, Sunshine. Anyway, just a quick one for you. Keep an eye on the screen because there'll be loads of little bits popping up throughout the course of this. If you want to get your hands on the Trent Alexander-Arnold signed shirt and the 5,000 block, courtesy of the guys at Block Asset, you have to purchase yourself one of those Legends NFTs, which is available once again at magiceden.io. All right? magiceden.io. We'll select a random wallet, and that random wallet will be announced at the end of the show. You don't want to hear me talk anymore, do you? Don't want to hear me talk anymore. Are you ready? Now, just a prerequisite. First of all, for Trent and for people watching, he's going to fanboy, all right? He's going to fanboy. I'm just warning you now. I'll stand in the background. I'll let him have his moment. He can tell him about Champions Leagues and various things like that and how he's made him feel over the last 3 years. Time to have a party. Welcome to the block party. He's here. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. The one and only Mr. Trent Alexander-Arnold. Trent, how are you, pal? You well?
Yeah, I'm all good, thank you.
Look at that, looking well, looking sharp. Big week this week, of course, my friend. Before we talk about it, and before we talk about this season and this period of time playing in this particular side, let's talk about you, because Nick, in the intro there, was highlighting your own personal accolades, the youngest ever player to win all six major club trophies. Mate, that is ridiculous. FIFA Club World Cup, Champs League, Super Cup, a league title, obviously, with the Premier League, FA Cup and League Cup. All that was completed this season with the trophies that you've already picked up, mate. When you started this journey, and you're still only a young fella, there's plenty more to come, I've no doubt. When you started this journey, did you ever think that you would get all this done as quickly as you've done?
No, of course not. Well, I don't think, I never quite put like a time limit or like a time frame on it. I mean, I always knew that I wanted to win every trophy I could. But I never thought, you know, I'm going to do it at this age, or, you know, I never knew how long it'd take me. So it's, you know, it's amazing. It's hard for me to really comprehend what it means, to be honest with you. You know, I think about the, I always think about like my own records, and I never quite like comprehend how big they are and how hard they are to actually attain. But then I think of like the legends of the game and the people who've actually played in this league and in this amazing club as well. And I think, you know, something that I need to be proud of, something that I've achieved, and I'll put in the hard work to achieve it. So yeah, there's been a lot of hard work that's gone into it. It's not just them six finals, or the five finals and the league. You know, it's been years and years of hard work behind the scenes, and a lot has went into it.
Premier League debut, Nick, in December 2016, man. That's how quick this fella's moving. What's it been like for you as a fan? Nick's a season ticket holder at your gaff, mate. What's it been like as you as a fan? Because it's been a long period of time, but this is a real golden period of what you're experiencing.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, I've been at Anfield for 30 years, spent 35 years a season ticket holder, spent 10 years in the press box as a journalist. Now I'm back on the cop with all my mates, and it's sensational to watch Trent and watch this team now. It's the best team I've ever seen. And I remember Dalglish. I remember great individual players like Suarez and obviously Gerrard and Carragher. And these are the legends that Trent is kind of talking about now. But none of the legends that, because I think you've got to kind of retire from football or certainly leave the club to be considered a legend, like Divock. Divock's a legend because he scored iconic goals. Well, we can say that because he's left the club now. This guy's 23. He's just getting started. Like, he's going to be at this. He ain't going anywhere. This guy, this is the new Carragher. He is never, ever leaving this football club.
There's no pressure,
no
Trent.
Way he's ever
no
leaving.
Pressure,
We're
pal.
Keeping him
no
forever.
Pressure.
We're keeping him forever. But I just want to ask Trent that, obviously, when you think about Suarez and Gerrard and Carragher and the players we've had over the last 20 years, maybe the setup wasn't quite right. Maybe the squad wasn't quite right to make a concerted effort for trophies every season. Do you appreciate that your time in the first team has come with the likes of Virgil and Jordan and Robbo and obviously Jürgen in the dugout as well?
Yeah. Sometimes I think to myself, like going the game when I was younger and supporting the club growing up and that, seeing the amazing players, I always feel a little bit jealous with the way I'm not able to like watch this team now. Left the fact that I'm playing in it, I always think I would have loved to have watched this team. I would have loved to like support them winning every game, winning trophies every year. It's like, what more can you ask for? But to be a part of it is so special, you know. I think the timing that I've had has been, it's timed perfectly, you know, the manager, the players we've been able to recruit, just the whole infrastructure of the club. You know, we're quite relatively new owners over the last decade or so. And I think it's just aligned perfectly. I think that the manager's perfect for the club, the players. I think it's been a long time coming. You know, growing up in that, I remember, like, you know, like looking at Man United and thinking what it would be like to be them, going for a league title every year, going for Champions Leagues and trophies every season. So to be able to do that now and to have the club in that place right now is something that we can't take for granted. Use Man United as an example again. I think now they're probably thinking we shouldn't have took that for granted, that sustained period of success, because now, you know, it seems like we're far away from it. So I think for us fans and us players, we can't get complacent and just get used to it. We have to really, you know, still enjoy and keep our expectations where they need to be, and just enjoy the game for as long as we can, because, you know, it won't last forever, sadly. At some point, everyone's going to leave the club and it'll be a lot different. So who knows when all that will be. But, you know, football clubs change and evolve and new managers, new players come in and things happen. So I think just enjoy it as much as we can right now.
It sounds like a mad question. I just want to pick up on the word enjoy it, because, you know, I didn't play football at any kind of decent level, but when I got 16, 17, 18, early 20s, and I was playing every Liverpool Business Houses League, I was super into it, and I never enjoyed it. No, I'm just saying, I never enjoyed playing football when I was at your age, because I was too competitive. I wanted to win, and that was just Saturday and Sunday league. How do you still enjoy it when you're walking out in the Premier League, when you're walking out in Champions League finals, when you're stepping up to take a penalty at Wembley? How do you, at your age, still manage to enjoy football?
That is a good question. I think it's, I mean, it's enjoying winning, isn't it? So every time I win a game, it's enjoying it. I go on out there and kind of, you know, without being big, I the kind of expecting to win most games that we go into is always exciting. Just, you know, we're all mates at the end of the day. It's not like we're all just work colleagues and we say hello to each other. We're all, like, we spend a lot of time together. We're traveling 3 times a week in hotels, spending a lot of our time, spending, you know, half of our day every day together. So I see the lads more than I really see my own family, to be honest. So you build connections and you kind of see them as your mates. You're going out there playing footy with your mates. You know, there's a lot riding on it. And it's a job at the end of the day. But I've always found myself just always enjoying it. Obviously, it comes with pressure. It comes with a little bit of stress now and then. But for the majority of the time, it's been just enjoyment for me.
Is there a new series or a season of the Wing Brothers coming out anytime soon, mate? I know that we just had the Wingman. Yeah, well, I know that we've had the second season. Is there a third one ready to rock and roll?
Who knows? Who knows? I'll stay tuned for that one. stay tuned. Depends if I can bear going in a car with Robbo for an hour again.
You've just said that you're all best mates. I thought you were all getting on, having a whale of a time.
Yeah, well, you know, best mates are like.
No, what was the atmosphere in the dressing room like, Trent, last week? Obviously, the fans were absolutely ecstatic the other week when Jürgen decided to extend his stay. What was the feeling like in the dressing room? Was it spoken about? Was it expected?
Neither, really, to be honest with you. I think it's, I mean, it's a big thing, and we understand this. It's a good thing and a positive thing, but for us, especially at the time of the season, it was a few weeks back when it still is, really, just relentless and just focusing on games. There was no real time for us to, you know, to speak about it. I think in the back of our mind, we were all made up, we were all happy, you know. This is, he's someone that can win trophies, he's someone who knows how to win stuff. He's taken us to 3 Champions League finals now, so, you know, them extra 2 years, hopefully will be full of more success. But for us, about just continuing, getting on with it. Just the extension was good for everyone at the club.
Well, just on what Nick was saying now, how do you process last weekend? Obviously, it's been success. And there was a moment last weekend where I'm sure the noise is coming off the stands and you're thinking,
Mane's goal. When Mane scored before it got disallowed, that was it. I lost it. I was bouncing all over the cop. I thought it was done. And then it got flagged for offside and then suddenly filtered through from City. But yeah, sorry to butt in on your question, but that was the moment.
Just processing that, Trent. And obviously now, it's not... Is it a good thing that there's not 2 weeks or 3 weeks to dwell on that? Is it a good thing that you're straight in and this week it's as big as it gets with the Champions League?
I don't know, you know, because I mean, we'll soon find out on Saturday. Because remember, we had 3 weeks after, well, it happened to us last time in the Champions League, so maybe it's a good omen that we miss out on the final day of the season and go in the Champions League. I mean, right now, I'll bite your hand off at that. That'll be a nice pick me up, but yeah, it's, you know, it's an emotional game, kind of. I mean, there was a little bit of faith there, but, you know, Man City, they win so much, as do we, so many games, you kind of expect them to win. And we did expect them to win. the emotions, you get the high after obviously you hear Villa scored and it's 1-0 at half time, but you know, we still had our job to do. We had only won our game. We'd done as much as we could. Tried our best. I think unbeaten in this year so far is a special achievement. It's been a special season. Can't complain. You know, miss it. I mean, if you finish the season with two trophies, miss out the league by 1 point, and you've got a Champions League final a few days later. I mean, start of the season, bite your hand off at that.
Big time. Listen, talking about the final on the weekend, Mo came out and he kind of broke ranks a little bit, Mo Salah, when he said, "I want revenge." It's like he's kind of made it personal after what happened with Real. Is that feeling across the squad, or was that just kind of Mo's emotions? Mo's like, "I owe them one. They're going to get it."
I think it's a bit of both. I think, no, the way the fact that we lost to them in the final means that everyone has that bit of motivation, you know, to get one back. I think Mo has a personal reason, obviously, getting injured in the final, not being able to play it. But I think for everyone, it's a big game. And when it comes down to it, the emotions have to be put aside, and they will do. I think Mo knows that as well. I mean, I don't think any of the lads have any problem with Mo speaking out about how it's personal and it's revenge time. Whatever we need to use as motivation, we will. But you know, when it's time to get to work on Saturday, you know, the emotions will be put aside, and we've got 90 minutes of football here. Let's go and win it.
How do you put the emotions aside, Trent? How do you, because you are a Scouser, because you are famously the Scouser in our team, because you know every fan on the terrace, every young boy, my 7-year-old included, that's his shirt, dreams of being you, and you've been that boy dreaming of being there. You're there now. You're taking penalties in cup finals. You're walking Liverpool out in the Champions League final. How do you separate your emotions? How do you not get too involved? How do you keep your heart rate? Is that something you've had to work on, you know, as your developer? Is that something you work with at the academy, with the club? Or is that just down to the individual to control his emotions?
I think it's down to, well, yeah, it's down to the individual, but it's also down to the experiences that you have. I think, you know, any player that says that in the first Champions League final, they're not nervous or they're not, you know, overwhelmed a little bit by the occasion, they'd be lying, because it's an overwhelming experience. It's, you know, that it's the biggest club game of the season, and you've got nearly all the world watching this. But it's about them. I think it's just about experience. You know, I played in quite a few finals now already, and I think the more you play in them, the less emotional they get, and the more you just kind of see them as another game. It's just 90 minutes. Well, we see it now, we've got 90 minutes of football left this season as a team. Maybe 120, who knows, but you know, on the face of it, 90 minutes. Just like any other game, just like the first game of the season. Win it, and it's another trophy in the bag. So that's all we can really do. Just put our emotions aside and go out there and try win.
I've got two questions on this weekend, Trent. And first one is about tickets, mate. Right? No, I'm not asking for myself. I'm at a wedding. But how do you? Is it because you get into so many finals? Do you have like a waiting list of friends and family, like divvying up the tickets? Because I've no doubt that people are on to you going, "Trent, mate, come on, can you sort us out? You know, and I could get out to Paris, lad. Can you sort us out with a couple of tickets?" And have you had to say, "Listen, man, you came to that last one. You can't come to this one. I've got somebody else to sort out here." Is that how you work it? How do you work the list?
The good thing about the season is like...
We've had a few.
Yeah, we've had a few. So, you know, the people who went to the Carabao were going out trying to get some Paris tickets. Like, well, you know what? You went to Wembley.
You've had yours, lad. Yeah, yeah, you went to Carabao. Yeah, exactly.
You chose the first one. You should have been patient. No, there's a lot of people who want to go. That's only right.
Of course, man.
Yeah, it's difficult. It's difficult. You know, we only get a certain amount of tickets, and you know, a lot of it comes from family. You know, people who, you know, blood relatives and things like that, who are, you know, who are blood. So a lot of tickets go to them, and then you got your close friends and people who mean the most to you, and people who, you know, you grew up with, and, you know, your best mates and stuff like that. So it's quite hard, but you know, it's it is what it is. I think people have just got to understand it's difficult for us to make these decisions.
Yeah. Listen, my second question is, it's becoming a little bit of a thing now for the fans to experience the trophy dance. You guys, when you win, obviously, all these trophies, the captain, whether it be Jordan or whether it be James, sticks the trophy in the middle of the dressing room, and then you have a little bit of a dance-off, which we've all become quite, quite into. We saw Tsimikas doing his thing recently, mate. Great stuff. I haven't seen you getting down with it as of yet, pal, so I'll just bear that in mind for this weekend. Who has got the most shocking shapes in the dressing room? Who's the one that should not be going anywhere near that social media when the camera's out and the celebrations are on? Who should be kept away from it?
It's a tough question, that, you know.
There's a few. There's a few bad dancers. I like it.
I don't know. Robbo's stiff for sure. He's just like, he hasn't even got a two-step in the locker. So I'm going to have to say him.
Typical Scotsman.
Yeah.
That's it. But I bet you can drink, man. No, I bet he puts away that champagne. No, I bet he enjoys himself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Got to be done. Got to be done. Listen, it'll be remiss of us to not ask about World Cup coming up. It's a weird one this year, mate. Obviously, that's all happening in the winter. What's the players between yourselves chatting about that? Obviously, having a break in the middle of the season for a World Cup. What's that like?
I think we've all just got our heads around it. You know what I mean? It's happening. It is what it is. Get on with it. And that's where we're at right now. We haven't really thought too much about it. I think it's more at the time, it'll be like, this is a little bit weird, this. But, you know, for now, you know, it's business as usual. Everything's the same. I think when it does come around, it'll be a bit strange, but, you know, it's still football at the end of the day.
Do you think Liverpool approach it any differently, the season trends? Do you think, you know, because it kind of like, to stop a season midway through is bizarre. It's never been done before. So do you think Liverpool will have to address it differently? Is that, you know, will it be like almost like a second pre-season?
Yeah, I think definitely. I think, but again, no one really knows the dates of what's going on, like when the Prem's going to restart, when it's going to shut down, and stuff like that. I don't think so. But I think that, you know, the lads that aren't there, the lads that, you know, have retired or just not, the countries aren't there or whatever, they'll have their own separate pre-season to get back up to fitness and stuff like that. And as for the ones that go, I don't know how much rest we'll get afterwards, if any. But yeah, I'm sure we'll see. I think we'll have plans around it. We're always quite good at planning around them kind of things.
You've had a lot of football this season. You've got a shed load of football ahead next season with that World Cup in the middle. After we lift big ears again, number 7 on Saturday night, and you come home for the parade on Sunday, and there's millions on the streets as usual when the Reds bring cups home. Where you going Monday morning? You back over to the Maldives? Where'd you fancy?
What are you doing? You following him? You can't give that location away, man.
I'm hoping he needs someone to go with him.
You know what? I haven't even thought about it. I haven't even thought about anything like that.
Don't tell him, Chad. Don't tell him. He'll be following you, mate. Focused on
what matters most, you know, the game. And obviously just enjoying it. You know, just making sure we go out there and win it. That's the only thing that matters right now.
Of course, mate. This is the last one, I promise you, mate. I know that you pressed. The mural. Talk to me about the emotions that you must have felt when someone's painting your face on the side of a wall, and now the amount of people that... It's like a shrine pre-match, isn't it? Everybody goes there. I'm sure you're getting tagged in it every single blooming left, right and centre on social media. What's that make you feel like?
Special, to be honest, you know. Very special. I think growing up, I didn't really think about them kind of things. You don't grow up thinking I want my face on the side of someone's house. You grow up thinking, oh, I want to play football and win trophies, but these are the things that come with it. And, you know, for it to be there and for it to still be there now is special. You know, seeing it every home game, driving past it on the coach. It's very, very special for me. It's something I'm massively proud of.
Dynamite, mate. Go on, Nick. Wish him good luck. Wish you good luck for the weekend, lad.
Well, he doesn't need good luck from me. He knows number 7's coming home. Absolutely can't wait for it, mate. So proud of you. I know that sounds a bit patronising, but just from a scouser that had the same dreams you have, that's got a son called Alexander who's got exactly the same dreams that you're living out right now. I'm proud of you, mate. Just enjoy the weekend, and let's finish the season on a high.
Thank you. Thank you.
Top, man. Thanks for your time, Trent. Go well this week, mate. Enjoy it, pal.
Thank you. Nice one, guys.
There you go. There you go. Hey, look at the smile on his face there. Trent Alexander-Arnold, what a diamond guy. And like you say, I mean, just to go over what we were just talking about with Trent there, he's a young man. I mean, I can't even remember what I was doing.
23.
Yeah, I can't even remember what I was doing at that age. Well, I can, but I don't want to put it on the stream. But like I said, he's won every single high-level major domestic honour that you can get your hands on. Every single one of them. Youngest player to ever do it. And there's only going to be more.
Yeah.
It's mad. It's absolute madness.
That's the whole thing. You know, he's got at least, you know, fingers crossed, injuries permitting. You know, you'd like to think he's got at least 30, another 10, 12 years of top flight football in him. But you never know if James Milner rubs off on him. Maybe he's got another 47 years of top flight football. I think Milner's 65 now, isn't he? But he's still doing it at the highest level. So the world's his oyster. And I think, I speak for every Liverpool fan when I say, I hope he's the next Carragher. If he, you know, I hope he's there forever. Eventually, we'll have the armband, of course. And eventually, you know, maybe we may even see him move into centre midfield. But for now, mate, he's reinvented the position, hasn't he? He's reinvented that right back role at 23.
Yeah. Yeah, it's mad. Just a quick one. We do have a Trent Alexander-Arnold shirt to give away and 5,000 block. That's the prize that is running throughout the course of this. You are seeing the sales bots flick up on the screen every couple of minutes. What you've got to do is head to magiceden.io, and you've got to buy yourself a Legends NFT. That's what you're doing. That's how you're entering this competition today. So the Trent Alexander-Arnold signed shirt, 5,000 block is the prize tonight. You buy yourself a Legends NFT during this show from magiceden.io, and at the end of the show, we will announce who that lucky winner is. I promise you, Nick's not going to nick it. He's not walking away. We are going to give it away, even though he has tried on a couple of occasions today. Don't worry.
I've just bought three Legends NFTs then while the interview was on.
There you go. There you can see the sales bot there just flicking up as we're going along. What's your gut instinct with the game at the weekend? Listen, he's in for it this weekend. Let's be straight. It's nothing that he hasn't seen before. It's nothing that he can't handle, Trent. But on that left-hand side, Vinicius Jr., he's absolutely rapid. They're going to have to be switched on Liverpool defensively to keep an eye on him and his mate Benzema.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Real, absolutely no joke. And, you know, you've got to be careful sometimes because I think, you know, Trent, you can kind of, if you're trying to overcompensate for Trent on defensively, if the right player isn't there in midfield, then you can leave spaces behind him because he is so incredibly offensive-minded. For me, the key is quite simply Fabinho. If Fabinho plays for Liverpool, he sits in front of Van Dijk and probably Konate or Matip. He'll sit in front of them. But it's the fact that Henderson is on that right side, and Henderson naturally, it's his sixth sense for him. He just covers when Trent goes. And we've always got that covered. And when we have to use Henderson in the middle, and because Fabinho's not there, then in the case of the weekend, Naby Keita's in that role. It's not quite as natural to him to sit in to cover Trent going. So not to get too technical on you, but I think Fabinho, for me, is the most important player at the moment. That's a question mark for Liverpool. Of course, listen, I hope Thiago's fit. I hope Mo's 100% fit. I hope Bobby's fit. Of course, you want your best team out there because with this Madrid team, just the manner in which they made the final as well, you know, the manner in which they got City, caught them late, qualified through, the tails are up, you know, they've just won the Liga, they're super confident, they're riding into Paris thinking it's all in the stars, it's Ancelotti's moments, and it's up to Liverpool really to perform better on the best on they can on the day. I just think Mo having that little bit of eye of the tiger is important as well, man. Mo Salah, with a little bit of revenge in mind. I like the smell of that. He's been saving himself for this one.
There you go. There you go. What a great guest to get on a Tuesday night, Trent Alexander-Arnold, in the build-up to a Champions League final.
I know.
Where'd you get that?
I thought they were in Paris today as well. I thought they were going to Paris today. It must be tomorrow. Sensational.
You don't get that anywhere else. That's what the Block Party brings you every single Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Make sure you come and join us. We've got another guest on the way in a minute. Just before we get there, I did say right at the start of the show that we will announce our UFC London winners from last week. So on last week's show, we got two tickets for UFC London Part 2, July 20. All the dates are flowing in. Is it 23rd, 24th?
July 23rd.
UFC London. Our next guest is actually going to be featured on that card. We'll bring him in a minute. But first of all, let's announce last week's UFC London ticket winner. What we ask you to do is interact with us via our social media at blockasset.co. You were pinging them in left, right, and center. All your suggestions of how you could get your hands on those tickets. Well, this is the winner.
Fam, don't at me. If you're gonna chat shit, don't at me. Pull back a little bit, don't at me. I am not having it, don't at me. You will get blocked quick, don't at me. With your default pick, don't at me. No. Delete all that shit, don't at me.
Love it.
Have to tell
the
these
best
prick,
is at the end of this.
Hi hater, why you wanna diss man online then say hi later? I already said
Darren
don't waste my
uppercut.
Time. Now I gotta tell them don't waste my data. I don't wanna write a diss track for an MC, nah, I don't wanna waste my paper. I used to care about certain man.
There you go, that's the best.
Hey,
the best.
That's my gang.
And this is what we like at the end, the little plea there. Our Uncle Josh turns 30 on July the 4th. Could our dad and our uncle go to UFC London? Well, do you know something? We had a little bit of a sift through and I kind of like that. That is great, great stuff. Well done. Congratulations to Johnny NFT. Johnny NFT, there you go, mate. Two UFC London tickets are on their way to you. Now, I apologize. To the next, we're just going to flag somebody else up here because I wanted to highlight somebody who went to the next level. They played on our heartstrings. So Johnny NFT's played on the heartstrings. He's got the kids involved. He's got them making a video in the back garden. They've basically said, please send me dad and my uncle for his birthday to UFC. So we've sorted that out. But this person has gone to the very next level when it comes to showing their affiliation with UFC athletes. Check this out. Look at that. Look at that. That's a real tattoo. That's not like a transfer, pal. You haven't got that out of the back of a Kellogg's packet.
That's legit.
That is absolutely legit.
Looks like it's on the back of the calf, that.
Yeah, it's a proper job, that, mate. Jeez. So that's Jack 2 Millard, as you can see there. He has sent in his dedication to Boaz Hamzat Chimaev. So what we're going to do to you, mate, we're going to send you 2,000 block, all right, just for your dedication to us here at the block party and obviously getting involved with the competition. So we kind of liked you. You were close second, but we'll send you 2,000 block.
I'll tell you what to do, Jack. We'll send you 2,000 block. You transfer that back into cash. Get Darren Till on your other calf and I guarantee you will win a competition this year. Show us a picture of your other calf. The Smash Brothers together. That's what it's for.
You want him to put Smash Brothers on his calves?
Yes, go for it.
Somebody in the comments here has just referred to it as a calfzat. That's what they call a calfzat.
There you go. Superb.
Nice work. Congratulations there to Johnny NFT, who's got himself those tickets, and we'll stick 2,000 block in Jack 2 Millard. Now then, excited, because we're back on the fight game now. We've obviously just been speaking Champions League. Excited for this weekend. Liverpool taking on Real Madrid. Trent Alexander-Arnold, our guest. If you missed it, don't worry. This stream will be available for you to go back and look at it again. But stick with us, because our next guest is the number 9 ranked UFC light heavyweight, former world title challenger, big aspirations once again, and he's going to be on that card. We're just giving away tickets for that card. He's going to be on that card taking on Paul Craig. It is, of course, the one, the only, no time. You've got to do this when he comes on. You've got to touch the watch when he comes on. That's it, man. Here he is. It's Volkan Uzunmir. How are you, Volkan? You well? Very well. How are you, sir?
Thank you. Yes, I'm good.
Good, man. Listen, lots to talk about. Excited to see you back in London in July, obviously taking on Paul Craig. But I just want to have a quick flick over your time in the UFC in particular, because you burst onto the scene, man. I remember you coming in there in 2017 and it was literally no time, right? OSP, get your backside over here, man. You kick his backside. Then you move into Misha Serkinov. Then you're going through Jimmy Manoa, a good friend of ours. It was a sensational burst, which got you into obviously
5 months.
Yeah, got you into world title contention in such a short period of time. It must have been a hard period to actually process what you were doing at that time, Volkan.
Yeah, I mean, literally, I had no time to think about that. You know, in a time span of 5 months, I came in the scene as a nobody. and I just burst into the top, and all the eyes were on me. So it was, you know, a lot of stuff to process, a lot of stuff to digest, you know, and I just made my way up there, you know. I fought for the title in less than a year in the UFC. And, you know, that's it. That's how I started. And, you know, I'm here to keep on going.
What are the big learns from that title fight with DC? Obviously, like we just said, it was a short period of time, burst straight into it. I mean, it takes some people, a long, long period of time to just get a shot at a UFC title. You were there in 5 months. What are your big learns coming away from that defeat to DC?
I mean, also this was a little bit different because I also got injuries at the same times, and at the end of the day, you cannot say no to a title fight, you know. So this is the dream of everybody, you know. Everybody dream about this, you know. Some people, like you say, come into the scene, they fight on the cards, you know, maybe some Facebook prelims, you know, and nobody get their eyes on them, you know. So they got to fight, they got to fight to get ranked opponent. They got to fight to get to the top. And my first fight was, I guess, the number 6 in the world, you know, on the main card, and it just never stopped. So I was, you know, lucky, but I went into the hard, and I always look for the hardest fight because, you know, I'm supposed to be beating everybody if I want to get the belt and get back to the top.
You're still, even though you've had this incredible career already, Volkan, you're actually only 32. You know, you've been around the sport for a long time. I remember when you first came through and you were, you know, you're alongside Alistair Overeem, and you know, you were good friends with for many years, sparring partner for many years. Mm-hmm. And then you came to the UFC, had this incredible run. And it was only when the fight was announced recently, I thought, how is Volkan still only 32 years of age with the experience that he's got? It's insane. And then you look at the champion of your weight division. And he's 42, so you've still got 10 years. You've still got 10 years to get to the top.
This is what is really amazing about this sport. You know, a lot of those people, they got to the top really late. You know, DC was the champion when I was fighting for the belt, and he was 39. That same year he fought me, he got the best year of his life. He won the heavyweight title, he defended. So he was a double champ, and he was really old. You know, he was like 40 years old. Now we got
Glover as well. Calm down, son. That's not really old. 40 is not really old.
How old are you?
41, man. You can't be doing me like that. What are you doing?
No, for the sport, you know, for the sport it is. You know, because it takes a toll on your body, you know. The body, you know, you got to adjust. You got to keep on going, you know. Like every day, those young people, they go there. They're really hungry, and they're probably going to hurt you because, you know, those young people, they just do crazy shit, you know. So you need to watch out. You need to watch out about you. You need to stay on top. So it's hard always to be, you know, like always on the go.
In this division, Volkan, how hard is it to put 4, 5, 6 wins together? Because as I look at your career, you have 3 wins against, as you just said, top 6 and above, right? Top killers. And then you get the title shot. And then obviously there's a couple of defeats off the back of it, but the defeats, one of which I don't think you lost. I don't think you lost to Dom Reyes. I was cage side in London. I saw that fight. I thought it ended up being a split decision. I thought you were unlucky that particular night. But it's things like that that then obviously with certain fight fans, they think, oh, he's lost a couple now, so he's not the guy. But then you put wins against Rakic and Latifi in there as well, you know? Your run has been really, really crazy.
Yeah, the thing is, with sports, you're only as good as your last fight. You know, people forget. You know, it's you always look for the next guy, the next buzz. You know, it's all about the buzz. You know, you need to have flash on Twitters. You need to see fires on Instagrams. You know, so that's the thing. You know, you're only as good as your last fight, and people forget really quick. But we all like top 10 people. You know, like it takes this. Sometimes you just take this certain night. And he just play some little details, you know. But this sport is unforgiving, you know. It's you cannot wait on anybody else, you know. Nobody can save you. You don't have you're not in a team. You're alone in the ring. You're alone in the cage. So one split seconds of inattention, and you know, you just get kicked to the head, and then it's game over, you know.
It is a crazy sport, as you say. There's so many ways to win and lose, and it seems like a bizarre choice of a career path for a young man from Switzerland to suddenly decide to be a mixed martial artist. How did that journey start for you, Volkan? I know at one stage you ended up in Amsterdam, hence the hookup with Alistair. But when you were back in Switzerland, I thought Switzerland was just full of people who made chocolates and Swiss bankers. Yeah. You know, I didn't realize there was any fighters there.
Cheese and chocolate, huh?
I didn't know there was any fight scene in Switzerland.
No. The thing is that's it, you know. I had the choice, you know, just be a banker, normal job, go to a cheese factory or whatever, you know, or just go fight, you know. I chose the high life. No, it's just inside of you, you know. You feel this fire. You need to showcase something. And I think most of the people, maybe not everybody, but some of them, you know, like probably come from a rough background, you know, maybe a lot of street fights, and you always wanted to showcase and, you know, do stuff. So you had at the proper times to happen in. A rule set, you know, in something that you can control it. So that's why also fighting is perfect for those kind of people. And some people are just for the love of sports, for the love of feeling better, getting better, being martial artist. So there is a different kind of people, you know, in these sports. But definitely, you need to feel the fire inside of you.
As Nick just said, there's many ways to win and lose in this particular sport. One thing that happened to you last year, I'm sorry to bring this up, for the first time ever in your mixed martial arts career, obviously you suffered a knockout loss to Yiri Prochazka, who's fighting for the title, as we know, next month. How do you process that? When something for the first time happens, how do you process that?
I felt good, you know. I felt good. I just came home. It was, you know, obviously the first week was like shitty. Then I went to Turkey to see my father, and it was a change of scenery, vacation time, and then you come back home and it feels better because you just switch off, you know. So that was perfect. But then I think it's also kind of following me in my last fight, in my previous fight. Maybe I felt a little bit hesitant because of this. So it's things, you know, like this, you know, it stays and you have to work on it, you know. So I didn't the necessary change, you know. I change a lot right now, you know. I'm establishing myself to Sweden, so right now I'm in the process of moving from my house. So I'm saying goodbye to Switzerland. I'm going to All-Star. I'm going to train with Hamzat, Darren Till, you know, and all those Alexander Gustaf and all those beasts over there. So I've been also going back and forth since January this year. I've been there three times already. It's really good. I'm really happy. I'm making all the necessary changes because I have this fire inside of me and I need the proper team around me, and All-Star will be it.
UFC London,
you did
man.
Spend some time with Sanford MMA in Florida. Did you adjust to life in Florida? Were you able to adjust to life in America? Because it is, you know, a lot of fighters go over there and don't settle and do move back. Some fighters, of course, do go from Europe and do settle quite happily in the US. Did you find the US a comfortable place to live? Did you always feel kind of like a foreigner over there?
No, it was really good because you have also a lot of people around there, a lot of English people as well, British guy. You know, it's also a lot of small fraction of people. I was always feeling good with the Brazilian people, the European people, the American people, you know. So it's a big mix and it's actually really good. But the problem with me is I have a visa issue, so I can't be in the US for the moment. So that's also why, you know, all of this happens.
Yeah, absolutely.
We see you in London in July. I mentioned a moment or two ago, you have obviously fought in London previously. You fought Dom Reyes here. And as I said a moment or two ago, I thought that you were unlucky to be on the wrong end of a split decision. Do you all London one? You need to get one back?
No, London was the place for me. I need to go there and explode, you know. I didn't let the volcano erupt, you know. This is the thing. I need to let my hands speak. I need to explode and I need to make a big win. And it's not going to be a decision, you know. It's going to be a big knockout. And this is the way I'm going to say hello to Paul Craig.
Well, what an opportunity as well, because Paul at the moment is on... Again, I'm sure that as you look around this division, you probably take a little bit of inspiration from Paul's journey, because at one point, 2-3 years ago, it's looking like Paul might get cut from the UFC with a series of defeats. He puts a string of wins together and now he's hot property, and it's an opportunity for you to steal that thunder at UFC London and get yourself back towards firing up towards Glover Teixeira and Yuri Prochazka and people like that?
Yeah, I mean, Paul is actually a really tough guy because he's getting a lot of finishes late, you know, and getting into a lot of troubles and always finding his hand to get his hand raised. So it's actually, you know, props to him, you know, and props because he's fighting adversity, you know. You know, when you are at a certain time in your career, you're facing defeats, you know, you need to get back in there and be clear-minded. You need to be sure that you're gonna win. You need to be sure that you're gonna be the best. So, you know, that's also something really good about him. But I heard that Paul was supposed to be on the show. Where is he? He's not there.
Oh, I think he's training, man.
He's hiding. What the fuck? Where is he?
We'll have to get him. We'll have to get him on the show.
I'll get him in the cage on the 23rd.
Just you're a very respectful mixed martial artist, Volkan. I don't really see you too often getting involved in the trash talk side of the game. But recently, I did see you chipping up with Jamahal Hill. I enjoyed that, man. I enjoyed a little bit of back and forth. Tell me about that. What did that stem from?
Yeah, you know, I just texted him, you know, like something, because he's just saying, you know, stop believing me, you know, believe me. And I was like, I'm still doubting, you know, and so he made a big mess. You know, I don't even really care about this shit, but he wrote me a big text like this. I don't even give a fuck, you know, I just wrote him three words. And so, you know, it's okay for me. I'm happy because now I'm going to get a fight against this guy, you know, and I don't think he's that good, you know. So it's good because I see he cares, you know, he really wants it, you know, because maybe I touch his feeling. So it's actually really good. So now I'm going to fight Paul Craig, who was the winner of Jamahal Hill. Yeah. And probably next fight is going to be Hill, you know. So it's a win-win for me, you know. I'm getting two fights in a row. I'm really happy about that.
Volkan, I can see in your eyes, man, you are super fired up. I can see there's some shit coming London's way, let me tell you.
Bro. I can't wait to be back in the cage, you know, because it's a lot of change, you know. I think I went to level two, you know. I did a lot of change nutrition-wise, training-wise, with the team around me. So I'm really happy about that. I'm finding the fire back and, you know, I'm really happy to be back in the cage.
Talk to me about crypto, man, because you're quite a savvy dude. I've noticed that you've obviously purchased a few NFTs. You've staked some of those NFTs. You're obviously a switched-on guy. Talk to me about your love of the crypto world and the NFT world.
Yeah, it just came a year and a half ago. You know, one of my friends was big into Cardano, and he told me to jump on the board, and he was at the perfect time, though. He was like actually going up really, 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 really quick. And crypto was like a new world for me, and I learned a lot. I went into different projects, you know, obviously Block Asset. Now I'm following them good. They're doing crazy shit, you know. You just see on the screen, you know, a lot of those NFTs popping up, you know, people buy them, you know. It's really crazy. Live, you see that live right now. And so it's actually really good. They make a lot of work, you know, and this is going to be actually BIC right now. One more $1,000, and Muhammad Ali, 20 soul. No, it's actually really good, and I've been following, you know, the scene for a long time. You know, obviously, right now is not the best time. You know, we're, you know, entering finally a bear market. So, but you know, obviously, I'm going to keep accumulating. You know, like just going to DCA all the way in. Maybe waiting for probably to Bitcoin to be under 20, and you know, from now on, I'm gonna just go buy a little bit, you know, every week or something, you know.
When's the no time NFT coming out, man? Come on, people, need to be invested. Well, that's what we need to get you tokenized up, man. What's going on?
Yes, we need the watch, you know. We need it there, you know. No, it's hopefully it's coming soon, you know. I can't wait for this, you know. I'm just getting involved now with Block Assets, so I just signed, you know. I just signed over there yesterday, so I'm really happy to be part of the team. So you know, I'm really pumped about this, and you know, we're gonna do a lot of stuff, you know. So I'm really happy about that.
What's the best NFT that you've purchased so far? What's your favorite?
So The best front blocker set, you know, I got Hamzat, you know, he's like a number 700, so not the highest rank one, but I didn't trade them. I just got them from the, you know, whitelist sales. So, but yeah, you know, I'm NFT. I have a few projects, you know, I'm following. So some of them are like just games, you know. I think it's going to be really, really good, you know. Some fair launch to people, you know, not too much whales in it. So I think it's going to be good for the publics as well. So, you know, a lot of stuff like this is actually really good.
You mentioned a moment or two ago, Volkan, about obviously moving to Sweden with All Stars and what have you. I don't know if you've seen, but All Stars have set up their new gym in Spain as well, my friend. A little bit warmer. Yes. Is that something that you're thinking of getting out there, getting a little bit of a tan on whilst you're doing the no time?
Yeah, no, you know, Spain is going to be good because Sweden is perfect in the summer, you know, but you don't want to be there in the winter time, you know, there is no lights, you know, that's the thing. The first time I went over there was January, bro, it's 3:30, 4 p.m., the sun was going down. The first time I fought over there against Misha Sirkunov in 2017, it was like Ramadan, you know, imagine the Muslim people, 2 hours of night. A day. Jeez. So they have to fast 2 hours or 3 hours, something like this, and they have 21 or 22 hours of fasting. That must be really rough. So, yeah. But it's also really crazy because you go in the summer, you go out, you came out 3-4 p.m., 3-4 a.m. from the club, and it's just fucking sunny, you know? It looks like there is always afterlife, you know, over there.
What are you doing in a club, man? You're an athlete. Come on, you're supposed to be training.
Yeah, it was after fights. You know, you gotta enjoy coming back to the hotel. You know, you see, you know, that was a crazy night because I came back to the hotel the same night. I saw Mick Maynard, you know, the matchmaker from the UFC. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Both really drank. You know, we just handshake a new deal, a new fight. That was the fight against Manua. No, that was the perfect night for me, you know, it just happened like this, you know, handshake deals and a good laugh and that was the beginning of the follow-up, you know.
Just before
I've got to ask you, the title fight's coming up. I want to get your take, man. What do you think? Do you think the old man can keep hold of his belt and retire? He says he's going to retire this year with the belt around his waist. This is his final year. Do you think he'll make it to the end of the year with the belt, or do you think Pozhaska might just have his number?
You know, we always say when somebody think about retiring, he's already one step outside. So we never know. But, I mean, as long as his focus is fully in, then it's going to be okay. But I think also Glover is like almost the same fighter as me when he fights, because he's a really traditional, you know, the way he box. And Prochaska is just unorthodox, you know, he just move crazy ways and head movements, hands down and crazy shit. So it's going to be really interesting because also Glover is like a zombie, you know. Sometimes you see him getting hit, he's almost half knocked out, knocked down, coming back, just going for the legs, getting the takedown, ground and pound and choke the guy and it's over. You know, sometimes you just don't understand how the fuck he do this because he looks like half dead and he just fucking end up taking the guy down, getting the win. And that's also something really crazy about him. It's something I really like about this guy. So as soon as he's able to let the fire go in the beginning, first round, second round, I think the fight is for him.
Is the beautiful thing from your point of view that Prochaska's, what, two fights ago for yourself? So that's kind of a benchmark of how far you're away. So a win against Paul, a win maybe against someone like a Jan, I don't know. Mm-hmm. And then you're in the mix with the whoever is the belt holder at that time.
Yeah, you know what's also really crazy about UFC and also the 205 division is like you're always just in the top 10. You're always just two wins away because you need to win against, you know, names, obviously, but you need to win with the fashion. So that's why also I'm looking to get the knocked out, the win, and, you know, to put this fire inside the ring, getting my hand raised and making all the people stand up from their chairs, you know. So this is what's bringing you close to the title shots, because now you bring the views, you bring in the numbers, and whatever you can do on the outside of the sport, it doesn't matter, because once you're inside the ring and you're ready to be there at the moment, at the time of the fight, this is all that matter.
Yeah. Listen, just for anybody that is going to be around UFC London, if you see Volkan on the street, get out of his way, right? There's a fire in his eyes. There's a fire in his eyes, man.
Lava up behind
Mate,
me,
there's
you know?
some lava coming your way. Get out of it. Get out of that way. Listen, bro, thank you so much for your time. We're looking forward to seeing you in July, my man, and welcoming you to the UK.
Thank you,
Pete. Take care, man. All the best, Volkan. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Take care, man. Nice one. There you go. No time himself, Volkan Uzumiye, joining us on the show. I'll tell you something. We've been lucky enough to interview Volkan a couple of times in builds up to fights and various things like that. And he's a very relaxed, very calm, very calculated dude. There's a fresh fire there, mate. There's a fresh fire in that dude's eyes.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I think we've seen something similar with Alexander Gustafsson the other week as well.
Right.
And it's interesting that they're going to be training alongside one another at All-Stars, preparing for the same night, July 23rd. They're both on the same card in different fights. And you don't know whether that is a little bit of the Smash Brothers, the Khamzat Chimaev effect, whereas someone who out of that gym, who they see train every day, that's coming out of there, is making huge noise globally. And it just stokes the fire a little bit to go, yeah, man, listen, that was me. 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, I was Khamzat. I was the one pushing for a title opportunity. Okay, I came up short and maybe I felt sorry for myself a little bit. And then suddenly, you know, you kind of lose your way. I think that's true of both those fighters. And I just don't know whether Khamzat's explosion has suddenly made them go, yeah, man, I want a bit of that. I started this to do what he's doing. And it doesn't surprise me. And, you know, it's nice to hear that Volkan is moving to All-Star. He's going to do his camp Sunday. You know, he's just said then he's leaving Switzerland to head over to Stockholm. Yeah, he's based out of Stockholm. Mate, that's a fucking mat there. Andreas Michael at All-Stars has got a hell of a mat. Because, listen, iron sharpens iron, as we know.
Yeah, absolutely, man. As you can see, the bot is the sales bot is flying up on the screen with loads of people buying Legends NFTs. You've still got a tiny little bit of time to buy those Legends NFTs, which will then enter you into the competition to win the Trent Alexander-Arnold signed shirt. Now, Nick, you do me a favor.
We haven't given any block away. Let's get some wallets. Show me some wallets and I'll flag some. Everyone, show me some wallets. We'll throw some. Yeah, you read. I want to see Phantom Wallops. Wallops.
There you go. Get your Phantom wallet. Posted into our comment section, and Nick will just randomly start dropping 1,000 block in people's wallets. Whilst that is happening for you, just a little bit of alpha for the listeners. I'm sure that you're fully aware of stuff like Steppen, which is the run to earn, and the Axie Infinity, which was the play to earn. You remember this, where you could obviously play a game, and at the same time, you would earn throughout the course of playing that game. Very similar with Steppen, which is basically you earn from doing your steps throughout the course of the day, which everybody seems to be obsessed by. Well, they were obviously innovative ways of the community earning and engaging in various ecosystems. Block Asset are going to bring you something quite special. We're not announcing it today, but I'm just giving you a little bit of a teaser of what is going to be coming up over the next couple of weeks. We might be in a position to announce this over the next couple of weeks. We are going to give you Listen to Earn. All right? Listen to Earn is coming to Block Asset. It's a very, very easy way for you to be able to earn in this particular ecosystem. So make sure you're across and a member of everything that we've got, all the links to all the different places that you can become part of the community here at Block Asset are in the description of this video, the Discord, the social media channels, and of course, this YouTube channel. Be across all of that. And in the next couple of weeks, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about Listen to Earn. All right, Nick's going crazy. Go on, son. What have you got there?
I've got two here I'm going to flag up straight away. TSU, you can see them on screen there. TSU, there you go. 1,000 block coming right into your wallet, my friend. And also Coffee, COFFEY, Coffee. There you go. PT the Goat. Look, I'm easily swayed, man. Can I get some block from PT the Goat? So there you go, Coffee, my friend.
Hang on. So basically, all you've done is gone through the comments saying who has paid you a compliment. And then you've given him some money. Yeah? Hey. You've given him some block.
It works for me, wife. Why not?
That's how you roll.
Here's the guy. One more. I've got one more here.
Go on then. This guy
is very active within the Block Asset community. I am, of course, talking about Magunga. Magonga, there you go, brother. 1,000 block. We see you, brother. We see you in that community. There's 1,000 block for Magonga as well.
Okay, just dishing it out now. Making yourself new mates, aren't you, son? Eh? Make it rain.
If any of those guys have got a spare ticket for Paris on Saturday night, then you know I sorted you out with block. Sort me out with a ticket for the European Cup final, please. Although I'm going to slip into Trent's DMs later. So
listen. First of all, everybody's now paying you compliments in the social, which makes it look like it's a Nick Peake show. Look at this now. Everybody's going wild for you in the comments. Nick, give me some block. Give me some block. Yeah, that sound. But someone's just complained saying that Coffee actually got some block last week. Nick, you're going to have to pick another. Pick another, man. Listen, you can't just be buddying up with your buddies that are paying you loads of compliments. Pick someone at random, yeah? Someone that's paid you a compliment. Go for it.
Is this guy already? Where did we go?
Adam, you sexy man. Yes.
There you go. UTFT. That looks like a pen pick of Jordan Pickford. I can't believe I picked that out.
I honestly believe that UTFT stands for up the effing toffees, right? That's correct. What I think that stands for, mate.
Of course so it does, yeah. There you go. UTFT. There you go. 1,000 block for you, brother.
Sweet as. Right. Shall we get to it? Have we, for the block asset, guys? We're going to wrap the competition for the Trent Alexander-Arnold signed shirt and 5,000 blocks. So prepare as a winner, lads. I know that you're listening to the show. Prepare as a winner. Go on.
Don't forget, are we going to discuss, because we did a poker tournament midweek as well.
Yes. Listen, don't you worry. I'm following the running order, lad. You know what I mean? I know that people think that I just throw this shit together. There's a proper running order of which I'm following. I'm letting the lads now backstage, because you know how slow they work backstage. I know that we're all crypto. Sure. Hang on a minute. We've got another guest. I've just seen him pop up, and he must have heard about our previous guest.
No, it isn't.
It is.
It's the bear Jew, baby.
It is.
Yeah. How are you doing, guys?
How are we, man? How are you, boss man? You well?
I'm doing very well, man. You know, I'm excited again for London. I've got a nice opponent who loves to throw his mitts. He's on a bit of a losing streak. I'm on a bit of a high. He's on a bit of a low. You know what that means?
Listen, Volkan's just been on. We've just been chatting to Volkan. You know what I mean? We've just been having a little bit of a chat about him coming to London and obviously taking on yourself. And you're writing what you're saying there regarding where people are currently at in their careers. From your point of view, mate, London, last time out, the atmosphere at the O2 Arena, which was absolutely sensational. You obviously come up with a stellar victory. The crowd go wild for it. How thrilled are you again to be fighting back on British soil in front of British fans?
London has been a good stomping ground for me. You know, I'm currently 2-2 in London, 2 triangle wins. Can we make it a wee hat trick? It has to be the hat trick. That's what I'm going for. I'm going to go for that triangle victory. You know, I said this straight after the show. I love the fact that the UK fans got to watch UK MMA stars at a good time. It wasn't at 3 o'clock in the morning, staying up late to watch this. And not getting the way the sport's intended to be. The sport's intended to be watched with friends, family, beers. You kind of do that at 3 a.m. Normally, you're coming in after a night out, and then you're watching the UFC if you're in the UK. But to watch at a reasonable time, that's what I absolutely loved in it. And it showed that it pushed the sport of MMA and the UFC as a brand in the UK hugely after that show. So I was glad to be right. I was on the undercard. I wasn't happy about that, but there's nothing I could do about it. But I was happy to be part of that event. Hopefully, it's going to be a main card slot for me in this fight.
Listen, I'm furious that you're here, if I'm honest, mate, because straight away, people are now in the comments section saying, wow, how good looking is Paul Craig? Yeah, all right. There's no need to keep commenting on that.
Mate, might be that's French.
He's a bonny lad, yeah? I know that he's just taken the sex appeal of the show through the roof because of us two mingers that are on the programme, but it is what it is, lad. It is what it is. Listen, we've just been obviously speaking about the light heavyweight division with Volkan. We've got a title fight that's coming up very shortly with Glover taking on Jiří. Just your thoughts on that, first and foremost, Paul. How do you think that one's going to play out? Because I know that you'll have half an eye on it. I know you concentrate on your own fight, but I know that that's where you want to go, mate. As you look at that, how do you think it's playing out?
It's a cool fight, isn't it? We've got the old bull with a young bull trying to take over its pasture. Do I think the old Bulls got the minerals in the balls? I think he has. I think he's still got a wee bit of that test left in there and it's ready to fight. I think Yari's one of these guys, he's a bit wild. And I think, see, once you ride out that storm, the first couple of minutes of the first and second and third round, then I think it's going to be easy for him. I think he's seen everything. He's been there. He's done it. He's drilled so many of these positions before that I don't think you're going to be able to catch him with swinging elbows and all that kind of stuff. So I think it's going to be Glover. He's just going to plod forward, drop some nice big shots, take him to the ground, grind him, and then get that victory. That's what I expect. But the light heavyweight division at the moment, it's everybody's scrabbling to get to the top of this mountain. You know, yeah. When John Jones left, everybody's like, hey, we've got an opportunity here. Even Gus is coming back. Gus is in the pipelines. He's like, seen that John Jones had left, had seen Daniel Cormier and had left, and then decided, hey, I've beat this old guy before. I've knocked his tooth out. I'm going to get to the top. And what he's got is he's got an opponent in Krylov who, it's an interesting fight. We've had Gus who, right, he's been training, but he's not been battle ready, has he?
Yeah,
battle ready's a thing. So that's an interesting fight. If he beats Krylov, he jumps right to the top of that division, doesn't he? And he kind of picks up where he left off, trying to get that title. And then you've got Smith versus Ankalaev. Another one I'm interested in because I want to fight Smith. I fought Ankalaev my first time out in London. So I always want Ankalaev to win because then it makes my win look more spectacular because he's only got one loss on his record. So I'm excited for that. But I think the fight is going to be myself and Volk. I think that's going to be the exciting fight to look out for. All these other fights are going to go the way it should go. Ankalaev's going to beat Smith. We're going to have the champion Glover win that fight. And then it's going to be myself. It's going to be Jamal, who's going to beat Thiago Santos. And all these guys are going to work their way to get to the top. And then see when it gets to that top five, or after all these fights have taken place, it's going to be so interesting. I'm looking forward to seeing what the UFC are going to do with me next. Because, right, it wasn't in a fight I wanted. I wanted to go a bit higher and get Smith. But when the UFC tells you that's who you're fighting, I don't really argue with them. I know there's guys out there who take it as an opportunity to pick fights that are more favourable for them. But if you can't beat MD, the UFC put in front, you can't be the champ. That's the way I look at it.
Right. It's interesting at the moment because, obviously, Glover has come out and said he's retiring this year. Regardless, he's going to hang his gloves up. And you know what? I think he's the type of guy that will see that through. And don't get me wrong, I think he's got to beat Jiří first. And then even if he is successful against Jiří, you're probably looking at one defense. I think he's maybe hoping the Brazil card at the end of the year. What a fantastic way for him to sign off, headline that card back in Brazil. That's his dream scenario. But for someone like yourself, Paul, which is, you know, a big win on July 23rd, you're absolutely in the equation for potentially getting that shot in Brazil. And if you don't get that shot, then if he sticks to his word, then it's not a case of one contender gets a shot. Two contenders will get a shot then for the vacant belt in the start of the year. So effectively in the next 6 months, there could be four, maybe five challengers for that 205-pound belt if the permutation works out. So opportunity is coming.
Yeah, and I always stay ready. I use the word battle ready. I'm always ready. I'm always in the gym. I train three times a day, regardless of what it is. I always stick to within about 10% of my weight cut because I know if the UFC come knocking and say, listen, there's an opportunity to fight MD in that top five, then I'm going to take it. Or even MD in that top 10, I'm there. I get into this sport for fame. I didn't get in this sport to make money. I didn't get in this sport to... Right, now I'm wanting the gold, but I didn't get in this sport to get gold. I get in this sport to fight, so I'm always ready. 10% of my weight, I'm able to cut that within a week, so I'm ready. And that's what I'm hoping. After I get the job done in London, and convincingly, because I said that to you before, you need to win, and you need to win convincingly in this division to get any sort of notoriety. When we look at Prochaska, his rise to fame was all done through crazy explosive wins. I'm not that crazy explosive guy. What I am is I'm a grappler who's made a career in the UFC. So I need to, when I put on performances, I need to make sure, like, you have the ups and downs. And if there's that opportunity for a pullout, then I'm there. And I believe that the UFC will give me that opportunity.
I really hope that what I'm about to do, you've been informed of, Paul, right? I really hope, right? Because otherwise, you're probably going to give me a good idea when we meet up again in London. Because by magic, ladies and gentlemen, our previous guest has actually just rejoined the show. That's right. Here he is.
Yeah.
There he is.
You see, I was in the bathrooms, I went to shit, and somebody just texted me, Big Paul just came out. And I was looking, and he's it was the perfect time.
You know what's the perfect time, bro? This is the first time. This is basically our first conference before we actually get to see each other in Fight Week. And I hope you're having a good camp, because I want the best version of you that I possibly can be. Because it's going to be.
I'm having a great camp. Thank you, Paul. Where are you training?
Scotland, mate. There's no better place. Scotland. We're yes. The island. We there can be only one. And I know you've got a few losses currently, and I've got a few wins, and it means nothing in this sport, but that must be in your head. You have to win. That must be like right at the back of your head, being like, I need to win, because it's a shaky peg in this light heavyweight division if you've got a few losses. So how are you dealing with coming back?
You know, it's all good, you know. You don't being defined by losses, you know, but just, you know, just have to keep going, you know. I'm happy to have experienced what I've experienced, you know. It's only bringing me stronger for the rest. Now I'm having a good camp, you know, I'm having a good mindset, you know, so I'm really happy about this. So, you know, Paul, I know we're going to make a great fight.
Yeah, and previous, like the last few fights you've been involved in, and it didn't go your way. Was that because you had a bad camp, or it just wasn't your night? What's your thoughts and feelings on that? What was it got to you in these moments?
You're trying to psychoanalyze.
I'm kidding.
I had a great camp, you know, no problem. You know, I always have a good camp, you know, it's all good. Part of injuries, you know, part of the stuff, you know, I'm also feeling, I'm also in my country right now. Not a lot of people around. You know, it's all good. We're making the best out of it. But now, you know, I'm also moving. That's also one of the reasons now I'm moving to Sweden. I'm gonna be doing a smash bro with Alexander Gustafsson. You know, so it's gonna be great. Now it's no problem. You know, I'm gonna come to the fight. I found myself a new breath. You know, a new life. Found the fire back. You know, so I'm really happy about that.
Yeah, I'm glad you've got that fire, because let's put on a performance. Let's get paid what we did. We're owed. And let's get me one step closer to the title, man. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for an opponent to bring out the fire in me. I'm looking for somebody that gets me up in the Monday morning and wants to do that 6 a.m. hard run. That's what I'm looking for.
No worry, brother. I'm going to push you to the best, and, you know, we're going to make a great fight.
Beautiful.
Gents, Joseph, this is what I love about MMA, right? Because you're both mad as a box of frogs. You're both double hard fellas, but so respectful towards each other as well. I will. Volkan, thank you so much. I know that you're on the bog there, mate, enjoying yourself, but I'll let you crack on with your evening. Thank you so much for your
time,
Volkan.
See you guys.
And Paul, thank you very much for jumping on last minute there, mate. Go well with camp. Stay healthy, because what a fight it is.
See you in a few weeks.
There's a lot of fans, obviously, in the comment section excited about the prospect of this fight. It will be an absolute firecracker. God bless, mate. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Have a nice night.
See you soon, mate. Paul. Take care.
There you go. Hey, we got out of that
tension there. A little bit of tension.
Nah, we got out of it alive. Good lads. Both good lads. Do you know something? They're probably the only two in the light heavyweight division that you could probably... Ed Summit with Glover. Glover's a respectful dude as well. The rest of them are mad as a box of frogs. It's a good job that you with Ed too. Very respectful gents, but I've no doubt that when it gets down to July 23rd, you're going to get a fight on your hands, ladies and gentlemen. What an unbelievable fight it will be. So there you go. 27 legends sold throughout the course of the show at 92 sold, which is around about 4.5 bags in American terms. And hopefully we should have a winner. Now, before we get to that winner, hold your horses, pump your brakes, because I know that you want to get your hands on the Alexander-Arnold signed shirt. We need to speak about the poker tournament that recently happened. I'm a little bit upset about this, because this poker tournament, which I would have won, right, took place whilst I was on a night. It was my birthday weekend last weekend, wasn't it? So I was otherwise engaged and couldn't participate in Darren Till's poker tournament, which, by the way, Darren Till was booted out of the tournament within about 2 minutes. Right? It was his own pretty tournament. Early on.
Listen, oh, let me tell you, I've had the pleasure of watching Darren Till play poker a lot on his phone, in public, you name it, man. It's his favorite pastime is spending money. And I'm using that word deliberately because I've never seen him win.
No.
He likes to pretend he's a big poker king.
Yeah,
and I'll tell you what, if you ever see Darren Till at a poker table, sit down quick and put your money on the table. He got beat early doors, but apparently it was one of the block asset community that went on to win it. Congratulations to John, who won the tournament. And in true sensational community style, John decided to share his winnings or share the winnings out amongst a couple of the finalists who got who win in that poker tournament, man. See, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about.
Absolutely, it is. That's what we all are all about. We are a community here. We're having a bit of fun, and we do this every single Tuesday night. So if it's the first time you've ever come here, earlier on you missed Trent Alexander-Arnold. You've missed two light heavyweights. We didn't cause a scrap, but we nearly did between Volkan Uzdemir and then Paul Craig coming to join us on the show, which was absolutely fantastic. And we are going to give away a prize very, very shortly. But as well as that, I just want to talk a little bit further about the community, because I'm sure you've noticed this as well, Nick. There are certain members of this fantastic Block Asset community that every now and again, whether they post a video, whether they post a tweet, whether they just tag us in certain stuff, it's a very friendly place. And that's what I kind of want to stress on to people. If it's the first time you've come here, there are plenty of ways to interact with like-minded people that love sports, that love crypto, that love NFTs. Very honestly, it's a top, top place. And one geezer that tags me, I think it's every Wednesday, Thursday, something like that after the show, tags me in a little video after he's digested everything, is Nip the Truth, right? Everybody, I've no doubt you've seen Nip on social media. Top geezer, man. Some of the rants that he goes on when it comes to crypto and sports and various things like that has me howling in hysterics. And this was him. This was him talking about the poker tournament, which I should have won if I'd turned up.
Boy, Nip's the Truth. And today I can't stop smiling, you know. What an amazing event. So I just wanted to put some words on it. Thank you to the Block Asset team, all the legends participating. Our community, it's just not the same. We just don't play by the same rules, you know. We just different. We build different. The type of competitive spirit, the type of engagement, the type of, you know, participation, it's just crazy. I had so much fun, even though I called out half the team and got knocked out real quick. I wouldn't give that up for nothing. I love you. I can't wait for more of this, spending more time, if it's in the Discord or it's in an event, a contest, whatever it is on the metaverse. Let's go, fam. Boone, I see you, Batman of Block City. We don't play no games around here, bro. Let's go.
Love that.
I love the way when Nip does his video, is he feel obliged to walk around his house or his apartment at the same time doing the full cribs thing. Never just stand still, just takes you on a little tour. Love it, man.
That's it, man. I also like the fact that he went full Darren Till at the poker tournament, called every man and his dog out, and then got knocked out in the first round. It is what it is, bro. It is what it is.
That's it.
Listen, congratulations, Dip, and thank you so much for keeping us entertained with those videos. Keep them coming, man. And we encourage everybody else to get involved in that as well. And what Nip just said there, just want to obviously reinforce that. Join the Discord. You'll get to speak to like-minded people that are into sports, into crypto, into NFTs. Make sure you're subscribing to us here at the Block Party on this YouTube channel here, powered by Block Asset, and be across all the social medias, because that's where you'll get your hands on some of the top prizes. Some of the top prizes being the Trent Alexander-Arnold signed shirt and 5,000 block.
Look at that now. Boom. Dang, that's a lot of NFT legends. So before we sign off on that as well, shout out to the main man. We've all got the NFTs. Doz Brach, man, the artist himself, the main man. I'm looking forward to the Nick Pete Doz Brach cartoon. I've got to be honest, the NFT. I'm waiting for that. But yeah, man. He's the man. Good
old man in the, good old man in the back there. You see, you've got Unreal. A bit of Ali. All there. Unreal. It's all there. Yeah, that's it, mate. That's it. Right. I've been told now by our lovely team that we do have a winner of the Trent Alexander-Arnold signed shirt and 5,000 blocks. So thank you so much. If you were a person that purchased one of the Legend NFTs, don't worry. On next week's show, we'll sort the Smesh Brother NFT crew out because I know that you're getting a little bit uppity, but we'll get that sorted for you. So here you go. Let's have the winner on the screen. Bish, bash, bosh. Bingo. My eyes are terrible there, mate. I can't see the name of the winner. Can we make that bigger?
DM on Twitter. You can see who they are. It's just their crypto. It's their wallet. DM on Twitter to claim your prizes, that Trent Alexander shirt and the 5,000 block. So if that's you, if that's your wallet, if you've got that Wayne Rooney NFT, if you purchase that Wayne Rooney NFT.
Oh, we've got your wallet there.
We've got your wallet anyway yet, so we can get hold of you. But send us a little DM, block asset, a little DM on Twitter. You, my friend, have won yourself a Trent Alexander-Arnold signed shirt and 5,000 block, brother. Congratulations.
Yes. Do me a favour. Don't wear the shirts. All right? Get it framed. Get it put up somewhere in your house. Don't be blooming wearing it down the local boozer. All right? Make use of it. It's a money can't buy type prize, but you've also got 5,000 block there to go and wax in your phantom wallet. So go and enjoy it. Listen, thank you very much for participating in tonight's show. Slightly different. We wanted to concentrate purely on the Champions League because it's a big, big week in the world of football. And obviously, it doesn't get bigger than getting one of the stars of that Champions League final on the show. It's the only place in the world that this is happening, man. I know there's loads of great radio shows out there, loads of great streaming shows out there, but we're trying to do this slightly differently by getting you right up to date, current things, stuff that you can't get your hands on. And especially when it comes to the guests, we're also trying to do the same thing when it comes to the prizes as well. So hopefully that you've enjoyed the show tonight. Once again, subscribe, join all the different platforms that Block Asset and the Block Party have on offer for you, which are all available in the description of this particular video. Ease off to go and get ready for the Champions League final. So next week, you might have a big beaming face on. You'll probably want to get... Who are you getting on next week, mate? Jordan Henderson? Alisson? Yeah, Virgil van Dijk? Who do you want on next week? Who do you want us to get on next week for you, mate?
We might get his mate on, eh? We've had Trent on. Maybe we'll get the little Scotsman on.
Wingman.
See if we can get Robbo to do sidestep and we'll teach him how to dance.
There you go. Well, Trent said that he was a little bit stiff, so we'll have to get him a bit loose. We'll try that for you next week, all right? So make sure you come back 7 o'clock UK time next Tuesday right here on this channel. Enjoy your week. We'll catch you next time.